Kenosha Soden, Mrs. District of Columbia, America 2016, is our guest tonight on the Pageant Cast. Learn all about her pageant tonight with Kenosha Soden, Mrs. District of Columbia, America 2016.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Christy Nichols, Mrs. Missouri USA Earth, and you're watching Pageant Cast.
Hey everybody, we are live on Facebook and you are watching the Pageant Cast. Tonight we have Kenosha Soden. She's Mrs. District of Columbia, America 2016. Hello, Kenosha.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
We're fantastic over here, and we hope all is well. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
So, you're calling me at home.
At home.
So, we are right here in the nation's capital, the beautiful Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Fantastic. Now, I have to ask you, how did you get involved in this crazy world of pageants? What have been some of your pageant seedings?
Oh, wow. So, as many people know, but maybe some people don't, this when I started going for Mrs. D.C., this was actually my very first pageant that I had ever done. And I, you know, basically a rookie. And so honestly, my husband was the one who really kind of helped push me out there and really believed in me and said, you know what, you should do this. It's a little outside of your box, but I think you'd be great at it. And so really, Mr. DC was the one to really get me out there and prepare me for it.
Fantastic. So I looked through your bio and it's very impressive. But I have to ask you, St. Louis Rams cheerleader, how did that all happen?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been a dancer all my life. I started dancing in the studio when I was three. My mother was a dancer. I have spent probably about 30 years doing formal dance. I danced point for about 27 years and performance as well as teaching as well as just studying. And so I've done it all, ballet, point, jazz, tap, lyrical, you name it. And so, you know, being from Missouri, there's not a lot of outlets to do a lot of performing. So once I was of age and the opportunity was there, I auditioned and I had an opportunity to really get out there and perform on a different type of stage than what I was accustomed to. But it was great. My rookie season was in 98 and I wrapped it up in 2007. Made some great lifelong friends and sisters, and so that was it. But I had a blast doing it and being an ambassador for the NFL.
Fantastic. Now, you're involved in a lot of things, so I have to try to spread this out a little bit. But you've been involved in STEM, which apparently is not the thing that holds a flower up. There's more to it than that. And you're
we've talked a lot about STEM. Yes, science, technology, engineering, and math. So as some of you may know, my platform, my community platform specifically is GEMS, G-E-M-S, which stands for Girls Excelling in Math and Science. And a big part of that is really just encouraging all youth to really pursue studies and careers that have a STEM background, because I really do believe that STEM is for everyone. And because we do live in such a technology-based society and it's just going to continue to get faster and faster, it's really important to educate our children on, you know, what's up and coming and really get their feet wet at an early age so that it's not so scary. And most kids and most youth, even some adults, are really surprised to find out how much STEM is in everything that we do every single day. So yeah, I'm a huge, it's just my passion. It's something that I want really the entire community and everyone to kind of embrace and know that everybody, we're all STEM.
Okay. Now, you attended grad school for biomedical analytics.
Yes.
Okay. What is that?
Well, in simple form, it's actually a
yes, please make it simple. Make it simple. Look at who you're so talking really, to. It's Captain Caveman over here, so keep it easy.
So the funny thing, well, I attended at Washington University of St. Louis, and so the large program is bioengineering, which people are a little more familiar with. Because there are so many, once again, careers that require a more focused approach and more focused study, I decided to go into biomedical analytics, which actually involves a little bit more research training, as well as understanding a little bit more about the database systems and how we're able to actually transpose some of the things that we find in research and basically apply them in a way that we can use right now. And so that's really at the core of it, if I could state it in the most simple way.
Well, thank goodness that was the simple way. Really. Now, do you think more women, STEM has been going on now for a little bit, and it's been pushed, I would say the last 5-6 years, I've really been hearing it a lot. Do you see more women getting into the sciences?
You do. Unfortunately, it's still not a very balanced area. And you do see more women becoming a part of STEM careers. Mostly it's in the education field or in the medical field. And there's still a really big gap in research. There's still a really big gap in technology, coding, all of these things that it's approaching and it's starting to be introduced, especially to our younger generations right now. Mm-hmm. But I right now, yes, there's still a huge gender gap in STEM in general. And so I'm hoping to encourage, inspire, not just youth, but even, you know, even my peers, other adults, to really take a look at the ways they can become a part of STEM. And if not in their career, in their community.
All right. I am trying to figure out how to even ask this question. I went through your bio, and I'm just going to state it this way. Can you tell us your connection to the military? There's like 500 things here.
Oh, my gosh. So, yes. I mean, I grew up military.
Apparently, you trained the attack dogs. Somebody really is going tiny. AWOL. Watch out.
Yeah, they're actually really tiny. They're just having a blast today. But no, my military experience, I mean, it's easy to do it close to home. So, of course, I'm married. My husband was a major in the military. He actually did a tour of service in Iraq in 2010. His parents are also retired Army colonels. My grandfather both of my grandfathers, one was retired Marine, one is retired military colonel. I also have 5 uncles who are all retired military career. My brother was a Marine. My brother-in-law is Air Force. The list goes
on and on. We're up to 12 and you're just getting started. I know that.
Yeah. It's just getting started. So, you know, I have a huge love in my heart for anyone that has given their time, their heart, their life to really service our country, and because it is a big sacrifice. And I just think that those who serve, as well as the families who support them, just need our support all the time, every day, 24/7, because it is an ongoing job. And those that do it well, and they give up a lot.
And that leads me into my next question. What is Sweethearts for Soldiers?
Ooh, so Sweethearts for Soldiers, I was introduced to a little while ago. And honestly, it was just from, again, my sisterhood in the NFL. And Sweethearts for Soldiers was started as an organization. It was a 501c nonprofit, where there were ambassadors from the NFL as well as from the NBA, some retired, some currently active, where we basically, it was our mission to basically just bring smiles to those that were serving in the military as well as their families. So some of the girls, sometimes we would go on tours where we would go overseas and we would deliver care packages to the troops. Sometimes it was care packages to their families that were there with them so they could have a little bit of home. We did things here in the States. We visited visited people that were newly registered at the NIH, which was extremely heartwarming because they were so happy to see us, and we just wanted to come in and brighten their day a little bit and really learn about their story and their journey. But it was a wonderful organization. We were connected all around the United States, and I was just honored to be asked to be a part of it, representing the St. Louis Rams.
Fantastic. Hey, we are going to finish this episode, but we're going to be recording another one tonight. One of the things we like to do at the end of our episodes is see your best pageant wave. That's right. We need to see the best pageant wave. And I need to put this up here. And there we go. And let's take a look at that. That is more of a wiggle than a wave there. That's just...
I'm a mom, so my waves tend to be more like this because I want to squeeze and hug everybody. So.
Okay, that is called the squeeze. Congratulations, you had the right name for it. That's fantastic. Well, we do appreciate that you took the time. We're going to be recording another one here in a minute. But we're going to say Tierra Dreams to all the viewers out there. Tierra Dreams.